$1.25? Nah, these guys remember when the bus costed a quarter. The Two Hawaii Dads Podcast.
It is the Two Hawaii Dads Podcast. Your boy Jason right over here.
Justin on your right.
What's
my
really
man.
Going on, bro? Good to see you.
Good to see you.
We're on a streak.
We are two in a row. We are
streaking over here. 2 weeks in a row and 2 weeks in a row right here at Waterfront Plaza at
the Roll Bar.
Shout out to
Brother D.
Brian.
Wait, where's
Dylan
Brian?
Working tonight. Brian,
we can't yell at Brian this week. Where's Brian?
He's not here. He's not here. But Dylan's here. Dylan's here working hard.
Is he? He's going to ignore us this week.
Probably because he's a movie star. But we'll talk about that later. The thing about Roll Bar, man, tonight we had a good start. They got a good food menu over here. We had a little bit of that garlic chicken.
That garlic chicken, like you said, I think we have to BYOR. I got to bring my own rice.
Yes,
because that garlic chicken is up there. Who would you compare that garlic chicken to? It's there's that one Mitsuken's.
I was going to say Tsukenjo's.
Tsukenjo's,
but Mitsuken would be another one.
It's not, up there.
To
it's
me,
up
it's
there.
Not garlicky enough to get
wow.
to.
Wow, you want an extra Mitsuken. Hauna?
Well,
the breath.
That's what Mitsuken's is. Mitsuken is the
extra. I don't think I've ever had
that. Some garlic.
Oh, smack!
Slap you upside the face.
Damn.
With garlic.
I don't know if I can handle that.
But I don't know. I wouldn't want you to handle it, especially if we're sitting here at the Roll Bar talking to each other. And I got
we are close, bro.
Yes, and
we are super close.
Coming over here. But if you want to be close to us, the best way to do it is via social media. And
yep.
we do this every single week. Tell them, my friend, how do
at
they find us on social media?
Two High Dads. Add us up. Rate, review, subscribe on the I keep on saying iTunes. I'm so
Apple
old.
Podcast,
Apple Podcasts.
Man, life is
and that
changed.
That is the best way you can support
yes.
our show.
Yes.
Is get on there. Rate, review, subscribe. Drop a 5-star. And drop what you think of the show. I mean, good and bad. At this point, it's good and bad. We can't please everybody. Constructive criticism, we are down for that. Also, Spotify, Breaker, one of those guys.
Anywhere that has a podcast that you,
Google.
Like if you have an app, anything that you prefer, you can find us. Except for maybe the one big, you know what I'm talking about, right?
I think so.
We're not going to go to the awards show anytime soon for podcasting.
You don't think so?
We're not listed.
Oh. Well, that's their loss.
That is their loss. It is okay.
One day. We got to set goals, though.
Cue to Mattis Yahoo music.
Yagi, yagi, yo.
Anyways, we're here, and we're talking about the show, and we're getting ready, and we're doing our pre-production, and I'm looking at you, and you have a phone case. There is a case on your phone. 1 week ago, we were here, and Justin, you were like, done.
I'm over this phone.
Done.
What is my return policy?
People don't understand. This is the brand new iPhone
11.
Okay.
11, the stock 11. I think they got a couple more, like 11 Pro, 11
you
Deluxe.
Stayed stock.
Yeah, I'm keeping it the basic model. And I wasn't, I got to be honest. When I got it, I totally had buyer's remorse.
So
I
if it was a car, you wouldn't have the power windows. You'd have that crank.
Oh, the crank. I'd have the crank. That's no power seats. I got to grab the middle and scoop my own butt up.
Manual.
What else would I have? The no Bluetooth. The stock. Stock.
Got to have power steering, though.
That's like mandatory by law, right?
Hey, you never know.
Wow.
If you could get it without it, would you save the money?
It's so funny is that I remember driving my grandpa's old 72 Chevelle without power steering. And, oh, man, talk about an arm workout, bro. I'd be like this. So actually, you know.
Volkswagen Vanagon.
That was your first car?
One of my first. That's how I learned how to drive 5-speed up a hill in Keolu Hills. You know when you're driving out of Kailua to go to Waimanalo and you got to go up the hill?
Okay.
That's how I learned to drive a 5-speed on an incline in a Toyota Vanagon going up that hill.
Does it make me less of a dad that I don't know how to drive standard?
Yes.
Okay. I'll drop it.
Not right just now. A dad. No. Not just a dad. What kind of human being are you? Old are you? A millennial?
No, I'm 38. But
You should know how to drive stick.
Why? Why does it? Why do I need to know how to drive stick?
Why do people need a pair? It happens. Like you just either you need them or you don't.
Oh, and man,
firmly in the camp of you do not need them. Halloween is coming, my friend.
Halloween is coming. I cannot wait.
Are you ready? Are you the kind of guy that dresses up for Halloween?
Yeah, of course, bro. Once you got the kids, you're all in.
Really?
On every single holiday, you're all in. It's like I'm all in on dressing up, and I'm all in on getting the the classmates little baggy prizes. Okay.
No, I feel that. I got to change my attitude, though, because we've had this conversation about how Chinese I am, because I am part Chinese. I am Chang. Try not to spend money. And if I got to spend money, I'm spending money on my daughter's costume. Like, I don't need to dress up. I'd rather spend the extra money on my daughter's costume.
Come on, man. You got to. Talking about me not knowing how to drive standard, you need to dress up.
I think my attitude is going to change now that my daughter can actually vocalize the fact that she would want to see
what she wants.
Yes. Uh-huh. Because for the first 3 or 4 years,
it was whatever you wanted.
Yeah, it was like, here, kid, you can wear.
You are a princess.
No, no. Then again, no, she got to choose. Like last Halloween, she was Vampirina, the Disney character.
Oh yeah, why not?
And we got like, and the thing is, I didn't get the cheap Walmart.
Disney Junior style.
Yeah, and like she got the shoes that she only wore one time and never wore.
Well, I mean, you got to.
But my point.
Okay.
It's just back to my point. If I'm going to spend the money. Spend the money on the kid. Mm. Whereas if I was trying to get a costume, we would have gone to Target or Party
Savers
City
and
get the two so she could have one and I could have one.
Right.
But to what you're saying, though, is now she's old enough where she can go, Daddy, you got to be.
Let's be partners. Let's team up. Ooh. So what's on the.
Well, hopefully she doesn't listen. Hopefully she doesn't listen to this podcast in the next 2 weeks and tell me that all of a sudden I got to buy a costume because I ain't got the money. She's going to be Belle from Beauty and the Beast. She's already made it clear.
You are the Beast.
Stop.
You are the Beast.
My wife has been up my rear end saying, babe, you got to get the mask. No, I don't.
No, don't get the mask. Just like.
Wow. If you're going to do it, you got to do the costume, right? Oh, wow, I'm wearing a purple jacket. Who am I?
No, did you go?
Thanks. You're saying I'm that ugly. I look like a freaking beast. I don't need a mask.
You are a fuzzy guy.
I do have a face for radio.
You are a fuzzy guy.
So do you.
I know. Are you serious? You're going to go all that? But see, the thing is that as, you know, actually, I think it'd be like all over for one time only. I am not a serial redoer. I will never be the same.
Yeah, you're not going to sit there and wear the same costume
twice.
Yeah, no. And that's the other thing is like now that it's October, there's stuff happening like this weekend. We're here in the second week of October, but you can start wearing your costume.
Right,
like
there's stuff going around
now.
Town. You better get on it, man.
No, I don't.
You better get on that.
No, I don't. What I got to figure out is where the hell am I going on Halloween with my kid? Because that's been the challenge for the first, she's four now. That's been the challenge for the first 3 years.
Studio Clehe is a lot of walking.
We don't go trick-or-treating in Clehe.
Not in Studio Clehe?
No.
Why?
Because.
There's some extra. They might drop in some extra fun inside the bucket.
Number one, I don't trust my neighbors. Number two, going outside the neighborhood, like outside our block, I don't even trust. I trust them even less.
All right, so first couple years, where did you guys go?
We did the mall.
I tried the mall last year, and the mall stinks.
Well, yes.
Because you got to get there at like 3 o'clock.
It's manufactured. It's fake. I remember growing up.
Fake.
When I grew up in Kailua, had our loop.
Okay.
Like, had the block. Yes, it wasn't Clehe Valley. But we made the lap around the block, and everybody, like, it was a community thing. Like, it was people from the block. You recognize everybody.
Everybody's light was on.
Everybody participated, yeah. So we come home, and, like, you'd only be trick-or-treating for, like, 45 minutes, but.
The pillowcase is full.
But you'd make one lap, and it wasn't a jack-o'-lantern. It was a freaking pillowcase. You're right.
Yeah.
And you come home, and you'd have the stash. Took my kid to the mall. Nah. She got like 6 pieces of
food. Rationing. Yeah. You're rationing out.
How cheap is all these people? And then everybody like pushing and stuff. And then like 1 year we went to Kahala and tried to drop in on like the high makamaka people, right? And that was kind of whack.
It was whack.
Yeah.
I did Kamakana Nakali'i.
Yeah,
I went to that.
Yeah.
And we got there at like
got your
5
car
o'clock.
Broken into while you're
at my catalytic converter was yanked out.
Siphon your gas.
I got there at 5 o'clock thinking,
babe, I know my muffler. I know my gas is gone. I'm sitting on bricks. Okay. Sorry.
True story, though. True story. No, so we get there like around 5 o'clock, and then they got already several of the stores. They get the paper on top. We out of candy. And I'm like, F this. We out. Anyway,
5:15.
Right. And then we're all decked out. So we ended up just going to like the Homestead right across the street. And we just, Homestead is legit. The Homestead is happening.
Oh, they take care of that one.
Yeah. But I don't know if I can do them all. I can't. I that last year scarred me. And I'm like, we got ready for all of this. We get down there and catch the jet.
I feel you, man. I feel you. The challenge this year is my wife is actually traveling. She's leaving on Halloween to go to a wedding for her cousin.
Wow. Dad's in charge.
Watch out.
Oh, get ready. I can't wait for these posts.
Yeah, be careful. If we had the money, we'd all be going. It's just we ain't got the... I got the money. Send three people up to California.
We can talk about that later.
She can go to the wedding. I'll go to Disneyland. I'll go to the Indian casino. Whatever, man. I don't even.
Hey, yo.
Anyways, I'm going to be home with the kid. So
No, you're going someplace. What's plan A?
I was thinking.
What's plan A?
Makakilo.
Nope. Don't want to go back.
What you doing?
Let me tell you what's happening in
Makakilo.
The way
your eyes are bug out, right? When I said
let me tell you what's happening in Makakilo. You will probably go 8 houses.
Yeah.
Every 8 houses.
All dark.
All dark. It's not. It's definitely not. The same. We're talking about like it's not the same growing up.
Yeah,
it's and then plus, Makakilo is all hills. So if you want to work out baby's calves, yeah.
Well, they say you got to make the kid go uphill so they fall asleep, right?
Like, is
make
that them what that is?
Yeah.
Make them but then you got to put them on your back on the way back down.
Yeah, that's true. So we may go. I was debating. We may go back Kailua. May go back to the block I grew up on. Just park in front of my old house.
Usually we go to we just go. Get out. We went Mililani. Mililani's pretty good. Actually gave up money 1 year.
Well, I hear Mills get some solid parts.
Mauka, you gotta go Mauka.
You gotta go to the Mauka. old old part, right? I heard Palisades is even though it's kinda cracked out, I heard Palisades can be kinda
hills.
Good.
I'm not down with the hills. I'm out on hills. Especially I'm a fat guy, I sweat. And especially if I really get dressed up.
Yeah. Would you go Hawaii Kai? Like Pico or
that's way out of my
that's out of your jurisdiction.
Way out of my jurisdiction. I think it's keeping it couple.
You think somebody caught a cops on you or something? Who's this guy?
This guy's snooping
this
around.
This guy brings kids over here.
Jeez.
Casing it.
Whole barrage. Speaking of festivities, are you gonna take baby girl to pumpkin patches?
Well, instead of candy, like that's supposed to be the idea, right? Like you go and do the pumpkin patch thing.
Get
right.
Some corn on the way out. I'm over. You know what? I went to Alun Farms.
Yeah.
I'm over Alun Farms. I want to go to Nalo.
We went. That's where we went last year.
I went Nalo the year before that. I sweated my balls off. But the kids had fun. And the lemonade. I love the lemonade out there. Oh, gosh.
Expensive, though, right?
I mean,
like that's why we.
But so once
that's
a year
why we.
Deal. Once a year
that's why we didn't go to Waimanalo because I looked it up and they were like nickel and diamond for everything out there.
Not too bad. One, they got to save Sherwood Forest.
That's true. Anyways, Alun Farms, 19 years they've been doing it, though. But
really?
Saturdays and Sundays from 8:30 to 5 throughout October out there at Alun Farms.
Yep.
$4 to get in.
Well, it's not that hot out there if you like hang out underneath
the
rail.
It's not.
The rail.
It's not. Waimanalo Country Farms is the one you're talking about.
I want to go back over there.
They're in year 10, and they're open 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Saturdays and Sundays throughout October.
Shoot, how much we got? What? Two more weekends?
Yeah. Two more weeks. But here's the catch. Free admission over there.
I mean.
But they nickel and dime you for all the other stuff. You're like, dude. So that's the
I don't know. Like we went to Alun last year, and then we went on the hayride.
Yep.
And then they one of the employees told us that it was super stormy, so it wiped out like half of its pumpkin stack. And I was like, give me the corn.
And if you're looking for a third alternative this weekend, because this podcast is being recorded on the 14th of October, 2019.
Monday.
So October 19th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., if you go out to Holy Nativity School, they got their 7th annual pumpkin festival. So they're going to have a pumpkin patch.
Holy Nativity
games
is where?
For the kids. Hawaii Kai.
Oh, HK. All right, I'll make a maybe perhaps.
5286 Kalani Ano Olehaia.
Kanagalawa Olehaia. Interesting.
Okay, Hawaii. Okay, Holy Boy. What's happening? Did you just mock Kalani Anoa?
You know, I'm like if I ever had Daniel Tucker's job to do traffic, I would fail because I would cause accidents.
You would fail because you'd have to get up twice in one day to go to work. Like that would just screw you up
right
there.
What am I gonna do throughout the midday? What am I gonna do?
All of a sudden, you're watching football or NBA preseason at 11 o'clock in the morning. I can't do the traffic.
Sports uncles might have to show up betting on NASCAR or something, something like that. Hurrah. I read something. Some schools in Illinois are canceling Halloween celebration. Unbelievable.
Where's Illinois?
Illinois, right next to. It's
you mean Illinois? Next to Wisconsin?
Illinois.
It's a silent S, bruh. My mom's from Wisconsin. Trust me on this. Illinois.
Illinois.
Oh, my God.
Who does that? Who cancels Halloween? What a grouch.
How would you cancel? How do you even get to cancel Halloween? How does that even happen?
don't know, they got some policy about inclusion. I was like, come on, man.
What?
Inclusion. This is inclusion.
Speak English. What's going on?
No, the whole
here?
Point is that everybody's getting all PC. Is it a PC? All
right,
like a PC
I found
story.
It. The
something
internet's like working tonight. Evanston, Illinois.
Because you know what? Because your pillar is all the way over there.
No, you know why? You know why? Because I have it connected to my phone.
Oh,
that's why.
It's a nice phone.
So the Evanston Skokie School District sent a letter to parents saying, we want to be equitable. We want to be inclusive. And you know what we're going to do to be equitable and inclusive? F Halloween. No more Halloween. Don't do it.
So are they going to do that for all the other?
That's what I'm saying. Like what? Christmas? How's this? While we recognize that Halloween is a fun tradition for many, it is not a holiday that is celebrated by everyone for various reasons, and we want to honor that. GTFO.
You know, they haven't seen the old Adam Sandler SNL skits like, I'm Paperface Boy.
Can you say snowflakes?
That
like,
is
how
awful.
Do you just say, hey? Then again, you can't take peanut butter to school.
That is true. You know what? Forget Illinois. I'm going to call it Illinois now, even though you tell me it's Illinois. Illinois.
Bruh.
They get that for being a grouch, being a party pooper. Unbelievable.
Bruh, you know who's a party pooper? Did your son poop the party when he took his school pictures? I heard a rumbling that had issues. What was really going on?
It's super expensive, and I'm such a grouch about it.
Do your kids love to take the pictures, though? Are they photogenic?
Like, they're photogenic.
Do they look forward to school pictures every year?
I think it's like the same thing like when they come home with the book fair packets. They're like, hey, Dad, Mom, look, it's school pictures.
Don't you know how much I love to read?
Yeah. It's like, look, like all these books that I want to spend $18 for when I can go down to the library when it's free. But enough
exactly.
about that. I'm blown away by how much these photo companies are charging these photos. Not only do they catch you one time, it's coming your way quick.
I know it's coming.
They try to snag you for photos, school photos, two times a year. Two times a year.
How do they get you the second time?
No, they try to, and that's on you.
Because I've already had experience awesome. With this. I've already had experience with this with Easter Bunny, with Santa Claus.
Every freaking holiday.
Because they try to sell you the whole package, right?
Yep,
and you just got to go digital. Doing digital with a school
picture? It's just as worse. They offer they give you the CD for like $52. $52. And they only give you one pose. I believe they don't give you all poses.
Yeah. But how much is the package if you're not doing the CD?
Just as bad. But then you get like wallets. Who carries wallet-sized stuff anymore? Who does that?
Which is why you buy the digital and then make your own pictures.
Right. But it's $52 for one pose, though.
Buy the cheapest print package and scan them or take a picture with your phone and then you can share it that way.
You know, it's another thing, too. You know, it gets me. These kids don't take the old school class photos like how we used to do. You remember how we used to stand on the bleachers?
They
everybody
don't do that
No! This is the worst part. They take these school photos and they do like a pic collage like I can do on top of my phone. Grab everybody's individual pictures and slap it on there.
Lame.
It's awful. Awful.
Lame.
Awful, awful, awful. And I almost hit my recorder thing.
Lame.
And I was like, that is terrible. That's how you separate the tall kids from the short kids.
Bruh,
what role you stood
let
in.
Let me ask you this.
Okay, go.
Where you went elementary school?
Makakilo.
What time school started? Like, what time you got up in the morning?
For one, my pops got up really early and he woke everybody up. So let's go with 6.
Okay. And then what time you had to be at school?
We used to walk, be quarter to 8. Be there at least by quarter to 8 because that's when they ring the bell. Or they ring the Pledge Allegiance.
I was an Iolani boy. I grew up Kailua, right?
Okay. Oh.
So by the time it was
where's the
grade,
bell? We forgot the bell this year, this week?
No,
ding,
we
ding, ding, ding.
Bell, so
that's okay.
Yeah,
forget
just,
the
I'm
bell.
Just
that's
hiding
cool.
it. I'm just hiding it.
Nani.
So woke up 5 a.m. Out of the house, 5:30.
Did you eat breakfast?
Yeah. We used to go eat breakfast with my dad at like King's Bakery.
Ooh, fancy.
Used to go Coco's. You remember Coco's? Old Hard Rock. Do you know where the Hard Rock Cafe is? The old Hard Rock Cafe?
Oh, right.
Not the new Hard Rock Cafe.
By the convention center.
Yeah, okay. Right over there. Before that, used to be in a coffee shop called Coco's. But anyways, yeah, we used to go have breakfast. But so I'd be up at 5, out of the house
that's
by 5:30, in town by 6, at school. Our school, Iolani used to start 7:40. And that was
ready
all the
to
way,
learn. Ready
that
to
was
learn.
All the way from small kid time all the way till senior year. I remember at 7:40, the bell rang, and you had to be in class.
There's no grace? You guys get no grace?
No grace.
What?
It's crazy, though, because California now is the first state that beginning in 2022, they're mandating. They're saying, you know what? You don't get to choose when school starts, school principal. We're going to tell you when school starts. And in the state of California, starting in 2022, high schools cannot start before 8:30 in the morning. Middle schools can't start before 8.
Is this something to work out the traffic-wise? Because that's the only reason I could think of clogging traffic.
Nope. Two words for you. Public health. They say kids,
in the morning?
Kids learn better, they perform better, they do better later in the day. Making
really?
Them wake up, dragging their asses out of bed, like we used to all did.
Right.
Bad, not conducive for learning.
Okay, now, as a parent, now, if anything, if that flew in Hawaii, what would you say?
I don't necessarily agree with the government sitting there saying you got to do this or do that. Like, it should be up to the school, but I'm not a morning person anymore. I grew up being a morning person because I had to go to school, so I know what it's like. But are you a morning person? Do you enjoy getting up and starting your day at 7 in the morning?
Well, I mean, not being an adult, I have to.
Being an adult, but I just, to me, I'm more productive as
the day
goes on. So I get it. I understand how it works.
But as a parent, that's going to kind of mush your schedule up.
Well, then you got to readjust your schedule.
Yeah, but is your employer going to bend for that? That's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking it's like, hey, who gives in? It's like, you know, the school.
That's true. That's true. That is very,
I definitely
very
wouldn't mind
true.
Waking up late if I was a kid, though, especially high school. Jeez.
Well, you know why? Because because if you're starting to do that, you start turning into a fat ass.
Whole bra. Now you're talking my language. 12% of Hawaii children are obese, according to a brand new study.
Ages 10 to 17, 13,800 kids, fat asses. That's kind of sad. Like, that's sad, man.
But what would you attribute that to?
Video games.
Video games? Just not getting out, having some
Fortnite.
Fun?
Fortnite.
What about just eating in general? Like, I'm not the greatest. The moms get after me because I don't give enough veggies.
I think there are more options these days to eat healthy. So, no, you're right. It's bad parenting. It's not lack of access. It's not lack of opportunity. You know, honestly, there's more chances for you to eat healthy now than when you and I were
so
kids.
It's so expensive to eat
still, you can eat healthier. It's you're able to eat healthier now than you were when we were kids.
Because I remember I always see that meme about McDonald's. Like, you go to a McDonald's salad, it's like $4, but you can get like a McChicken for $2.
Or this.
All right.
I grew up drinking Hawaiian Sun Passion Orange.
Wow.
You know how much sugar, calories, and all that in?
It tastes so good, though.
I know. And I still, and I drink that with my kid now, and she loves it. I've created a monster. But the other 80%.
Attaboy.
The other 80%
Halloween right
of
around the
time, we're giving her the low sugar, you know, alternative lemonade that she can have.
The organic
juice. Yes. But it's healthy. Was that crap around when I was a kid? Nope.
So are you telling me that you're going to spend money on some organic Halloween candy?
No.
Okay. Just checking. I need to work on my vegetable intake with the kids, though. Because I don't... Like, I just made pasta the other night, so I'm using the Instapot. I used a whole stick of butter. I call it butter pasta.
That probably ain't the best look.
So I see how it is.
But how do you keep your kids skinny? I mean, to me, it's more stop talking about diet and all that, and talk about exercise.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know me and exercise are like this.
Mm. Well, watching your boy play basketball.
Oh my god! Are we going to talk about basketball again? I hope not, because I'm out on that.
We are actually going to talk about basketball in a little bit, because right now on the Two Hawaii Dads podcast, we are going to take a quick break.
Yep.
But coming back, it's the weekly sports update with your boy, Jay Ira.
Hawaii Sports Uncles.
Stick around.
The Two Hawaii Dads podcast. Always a 50-50 chance of getting kicked out of the stands at a Little League game. The Two Hawaii Dads podcast. These two still chant Let's Go Bows at the football game.
And that's right. We are back. Make sure you get your headphones on. Make sure you grab that microphone. J.I. Ray, a.k.a. Justin.
Jace. You didn't get a heads up.
I gave you the heads up.
I was watching
up.
This game. This Monday night game is pretty competitive.
I said we were going to start. And you went,
is that what that was?
Two Hawaii Dads podcast. It is pretty competitive. We're sitting here watching a replay of Monday Night Football at the Row Bar.
I'll give you 5 points.
I wonder, are the Lions going to make the same mistakes twice? Are they that bad that they're going to make the same mistakes two times?
No illegal hands to the face. Unbelievable. What a corny call.
You're making jokes like we're out here drinking at the Row Bar or something. I'm going to fall for that. Come on now.
What else would we be doing at the Row Bar?
Eating garlic chicken.
Made it all.
It was pretty good. Bruh.
Mac salad.
Those Eagles are pretty good.
They're not.
Oh, wait. They're not.
Shut up. What a falsitude that
here
this
we are
was.
To your weekly sports update with the sport uncle, J.I.R.A. How'd your Eagles do for those that don't follow NFL?
Lost. We freaking lost.
Badly.
We lost to Kurt Scrub-a-Dub Cousins. He's a scrub, and we lost to him because they could have thrown me and you on the Eagles cornerbacks, and we'd probably be done just as shitty as these guys did.
I would have taken the paycheck, taken one hit, fallen down and went, oh, my neck, my back.
And my
back. My neck and my back.
It's so frustrating. I wish, you know, as soon as the Yankees start losing,
yep,
then I can start.
What was frustrating was the game this past game in the ALCS. The Yankees did lose. It is now 1-1 in the ALCS going into the next game because the Astros had a walk off homer to beat the Yankees the other day.
Walk off homer, and you guys are still favored, right?
No. Yankees are underdogs in game two. They're underdogs in game three. They're underdogs in the series. Everybody thinks it's going to be the Astros and, at this point, the Nats.
That fucking Nats.
Astros and the Nats. How's that?
The Nats get
in. Would you even watch an Astros-Nationals World Series?
No.
I wouldn't waste
wash
my time.
My Nats with that.
Exactly.
That is ridiculous. But you know what? At least one local boy is going to make it into the World Series. Either Colton or what's his nuts.
Oh, that's Kurt. True. Mr. Or Suzuki. Kurt. I was going to say, I would much rather see a Yankees-Cardinals World Series. I think that would be a lot more entertaining.
I think it's anybody but the Nats. I mean, I'm sure we have at least one Washington
probably,
Nats fan, but that's not going to...
You really want to watch the Astros? Really? Get out of here.
No, I'm not saying I wouldn't watch... Watch that.
You like entertaining baseball, right?
Right.
You don't
pitchers'
duels.
No. I want like 8-9.
Why would you root for the Astros? They're going to sit there and give you like 1-0 game, 2-0 game. If they do what they need to do, I know you keep watching these headphones. If they do what they need to do, it's a pitcher's duel. Yankees? Bomb it, baby.
You guys are going. And it's
fireworks, baby.
And it's officially back in New York, right? As of tomorrow.
Three games in New York. Three games in the Bronx.
And what are you feeling?
I think it's going to be 4-2 Yankees. It's going to be a 6-game series. Yankees are probably going to drop one more, but it's happening in New York. It can happen in New York now. It's going to happen in Houston.
You guys, your pitching is pretty good.
Bullpen is solid. And that's the thing is everybody's playing in the major leagues now. You got to get to the bullpen. Right?
Remember back in the days, guys used to go back. They used to go like 8 innings strong.
Not like that anymore.
It's all about the middle relief.
And what they're talking about now is game 4. They're trying to do bullpen game where all they do is have a starter throw for like an inning.
What?
And then
like little league
bullpen,
style
bullpen. Yeah, the whole way.
Why do you think they do that? Just to save the arms?
Absolutely.
Wow.
Save the arms.
I just like watching Chapman throw. That guy just throws ball.
Wow.
Gas.
Speaking of saving arms, let's go back to NFL for a second. Somebody save Marcus Mariota's career?
First Wine Bank.
Hey, yes, they can.
He is done. You heard it here second, folks. Right here. Marcus Mariota is done. Save those jerseys.
Number one, it's Mariota.
What did I say, Mariota?
Yes, holy. Number two,
Wisconsin.
He's not done,
but he's
done in Tennessee.
He's done.
He's done in Tennessee.
He
can be a starting quarterback in the NFL.
For who? Who will pay him starting quarterback money right now in this league?
Miami.
They're gonna get the first pick next year. They're gonna pick Tua. That's done. He is done. He's gonna be selling loans and teaching up a Kalaipohaku. That's what he's going to do.
Did he steal your girl?
Huh? No, he's done. Done. I'm done. Done with Marcus Mariota. I'm still
a Holly boy. Mariota.
Mariota. Him too. Both of those guys. Done. He beat my Eagles last year. Ruined my... But you know what? I do have an Oregon Duck Mariota jersey.
Bruh.
Okay.
If you don't If you're that upset about Marcus,
right.
How do you feel about UH?
Done. Done with those guys, too. They suck. They stink. They're the worst. Unbelievable. As soon as I got on top of them, what happens? What was that? Sports Uncles. I took Nevada. What happened? They smashed them. What happened this week? I took them plus 12. What happened? They get boat raced.
How'd you do with all your bets this
I went 3-1. UH was the only dog that I lost. Follow me.
Poor
Sports
thing.
Uncles Hawaii.
Poor thing. Poor
Ridiculous.
Thing. Poor thing.
I'm so out. I'm out on UH. I'm out for the rest of the year. I am out on UH.
So where are you watching the Air Force game?
At home.
That's what I thought.
At home.
I'm out, but I'm watching it at home.
I'm out on those guys.
Until I get home, and
it's
then
ridiculous.
I'm going to turn it on.
It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. I'll take the over next week. Awful. Seriously.
Sports Uncle's still gambling.
Seriously. How? This. They reeled me in. They reeled me in, and I'm like, I'm a believer. Rolo got me all hard. I'm all in. And what happens?
You know, I'm not going to.
Freaking no shows.
I'm not going to hate because I feel kind of the same way about UH baseball. I love to get upset.
How is Trapasso still working?
I love to get upset at the fact that Trap is still working.
It's
there.
Unbelievable. He's got to go be up like almost 20 years already.
He's like the cockroach of the coaches. Like, you try to smack him. You try to smack him, and he still gets the contract. Still keeps coming back. And the thing is, as long as UH wins, as long as they have a good year this year, you never know.
Like, what is good? What is good?
Good
above 500?
Good is debatable. Who knows? Who knows? Who knows?
If it wasn't, did he recruit Colton Wong?
Honestly, my gut is telling me no, because UH did not recruit a lot of local boys.
They don't. I got to be honest.
But more now. They are
after Colton?
Well, they are recruiting more local boys now, because a couple of the boys that I coached when I was coaching Iolani the last few years, one of my boys is signed. He's going to UH. So I know that, and if you pay attention, and I do pay attention, I love to talk smack, but at the same time.
We almost got a flagrant elbow.
I love to talk smack.
On Jason.
But at the same time, I can recognize game, and there is more local presence at Hawaii than there was in previous seasons. That said, baseball season is almost here at UH, my friend.
I cannot wait to get those cheap beers at the ballpark.
UH versus HPU this weekend. Preseason action. They're going to do a...
I didn't even know HPU had a baseball team.
Yes, they do. Exhibition game is Saturday, this coming Saturday, 11:30 a.m. Free to get in, and they may actually play like 16 innings, Trapp was saying.
What?
Just to get the reps in. Because it's a scrimmage. They're just going to practice.
Are you for HPU changing their mascot name to the Sharks? I think that's weak.
What was it before?
Sea Warriors. Sea Warriors. HPU Sea Warriors.
I get both.
Sharks is weak.
Sea Warriors is kind of weak, too.
The Warriors of the Sea.
Is it like Chicken of the Sea, but different?
Wow, are you all in on Trap and the Bows this year?
No.
Oh.
I am most definitely not. The only reason why I'm bringing this up is because we are going to get to see them play against HPU on Saturday. But Air Force is actually coming to town.
Wait,
Their baseball team will be here for another scrimmage on October 18th. So that's like Sunday.
Wait, so football and baseball?
No, wait. Yeah, wow. Saturday and Sunday, this weekend.
Oh, man.
Baseball. And then what's it called? The alumni game, the UH alumni game, is coming up on November 2nd. That game is always fun because the guys I grew up watching
are still playing.
Mario Monaco, Randy Oyama.
Randy Oyama? He got to be like 80 years
Randy
old.
Randy Inaba.
Wow, I remember Randy Oyama.
Stevie
first
O.
base. Stevie Ohtani. Get out of here. Ross Kagawa. Those are the eight.
You and I went to watch UH baseball in the heyday.
80s, I was all in on 80s, early 90s UH baseball.
Bruh.
After they got rid of Les, they got rid of me.
Bruh.
I'm all in.
I used to go to the UH baseball camps with still head coach Les standing there.
Oh, that satin jacket. Oh, what a gift.
With the arms crossed.
Yeah.
Not saying anything, just.
Yeah, what was. He
just
had
standing
the,
there.
He
just
had like
standing
this,
there.
Did he even tell anybody to do anything?
Oh, no, he was a good coach.
Really? Wait, speaking of a headphone, we're back.
Sorry, technical difficulties, guys. I got so excited about Uncle Les.
There we go.
I pull my headphones off.
I got my all-time favorite. I got to say, my favorite UH baseball player of all time, John Matias.
Johnny Matias. I used to copy his swing.
I wasn't left-handed.
That was the problem.
Oh. Did they have wooden bats or they all did aluminum?
Back in the day, they had aluminum bats.
Oh, wow.
My thing was, I used to go to the Rainbow Baseball Camps. And I, what's up, Coach Les?
Doorknob.
But he would say stuff. He would talk.
Who's your favorite all-time UH baseball player?
I'm a first baseman, Randy Oyama.
Randy Oyama?
And I know what happened to Randy Oyama, and I'm saying he's still a favorite.
Is he some kind of realtor now?
He's a lawyer.
Oh, that's right. That's right. I see him on TV once in a while. Randy, baby. Good job. You know who's still firing me up? That guy who's the first base coach. He's get all angry.
Who?
Ron Nomura. Ron Nomura.
Yeah.
He was a feisty kind of guy.
Because he was the guy that used to – he was Les's Clementine. Like, if he had to send somebody out to get thrown out of the game, run. Get him, Ron.
He was a fireball.
And he was
that.
Like, yes, sir.
He used to raise some heck. I need to get me a satin jacket like Bless.
Yes,
it's got to be
do.
Out there.
Yes, right. You do. Speaking of UH sports, have you heard?
What else we got?
They keep talking like Aloha Stadium, bro. Redevelopment is coming. It's coming.
I am for it. I am so
Are
for
you?
It. I am super for it. They need to make that. When was the last time you went to a UH football game?
Can't remember.
The
I went to the Cardi B concert.
You will run into the same traffic.
I went to Monster Trucks.
Wait, we're going there. And you would run into the same parking BS. I hope that has nothing to do. I don't know what they're going to do with the parking.
See, and that's the bigger question. It's like, forget about the stadium. It's going to be hard to get there.
Right.
Won't there be a rail station? Mr. Makakilo.
Hey, we are as far as the we passed the stadium already. It's at the airport.
I know. But would you get on the train to go watch a game?
Yes, I would. By the time I get to that age, I might be like 50 by the time this thing gets built. And I'd be like, I don't know. It depends.
You'd be the one getting arrested on the train for being too drunk, are you?
Shut up. This is what
By the way, shout out to Dylan from the Robar. My man. Watch him on Hawaii 5-0.
Ooh, really?
Yeah, he's an actor, bro.
What?
He's somebody. When he's a big guy and we're little people, he better remember the little people.
Oh, man. I got to tune in.
Exactly.
Okay, so I've always felt this way. Half that is a boatload of fries, dog.
I love the robot.
Holy smokes.
Don't mind me. This is how professional we are. And you were talking earlier. You're like, hey, bro, are we going to eat the chicken on the podcast?
We should actually go live right now.
Are we going to eat the chicken on the podcast?
I've always felt this way about UH football.
You can hear me. Tailgating. Look, you can hear me.
That is awesome. Tailgating is half the fun.
Yes.
I cannot show up to the game 10 minutes before the game starts and just walk.
No, you got, that's the whole point.
Right.
You go in like hours before. Hang out. Yep. What always got me upset was how they were changing the rules. You can't throw balls. You can't put music. You can't do this.
Back when we could throw baseball. We could throw football in the parking lot.
Bro, you used to have football games in the parking lot.
I remember that.
That's what reminds me of growing up going to Les Murakami Stadium before it was Les Murakami Stadium. And playing tape ball. We used to go to baseball games.
In the parking lot?
No. You know how you go back behind third base? There's that little grassy area.
Oh, by the bullpen?
Yeah. The action wasn't on the field. The action was all the kids outside playing tape ball.
What?
You make one tape, and then you take the programs, and you roll them up to make the bat. Bam!
That's pretty good.
We used to have action back there growing up.
But, so getting back to the stadium, I'm down for them to decrease it from 50,000 to 35, 40. I can deal with that. But the main thing is make it an experience.
See, I'm kind of torn, though, because.
For what? There's no way. At this, I've come to the realization that the times that we are in, there's no way. No way unless we get some kind of top 10 team from the Pac-12, SEC come into that, we'll sell a 50,000. No way. San Jose State versus Hawaii
I'm not arguing that with you. Right. I'm not arguing that with you. But the stadium, whatever it is, in whatever form it is not just for sports.
It has to be multi-sport.
Multi-purpose, right? And my thing is, I went to Cardi B. I went to some of these other shows.
Get some box seats.
You can still put 40,000, 50,000 people in one place at the same time on this island. People will turn out.
Evidently from
and
all the,
show up.
Right. All the other stuff besides UH football.
So what happens when there is not that option anymore?
You mean like capping it at Florida?
Yeah. Like if you go and you make this, if you make this new stadium that's, that can only fit 30,000, well, what happens when a production comes out here and says, we need space for 45?
Nah, but you look at some of the venues on the mainland, like they go like T-Mobile Arena, basketball arenas. Basketball arenas yeah. only hold up to what? 25, 30 max.
Okay. Now let's go to stadiums. That's the thing. America also has stadiums. Like we can talk about stadiums. You don't have to talk about arenas.
But I can think about them making those suites, those fancy suites that a lot of the guys are doing.
I think so.
I hope so. I mean, just why would you do a upgrade on stuff?
I would hope so too, but you never know. You never
know.
That's how it works.
But that's I'm just saying that this water's fantastic.
Is that what you're
saying? Yep. I wouldn't mind. And then just looking at all the UH. So yes. The Air Force game is going to be on national televised TV.
Yes.
And
Boise State was too.
Boise, yeah, I was
that
there.
Loss was, on TV.
I was there.
I'm going to eat my sorrows.
There's no way. I'm going to call it right now. Not even 30,000 is going to show up. You heard it right here.
I guess so?
No, not even 30. Not even 30. Not even. Coming off a loss against Air Force. And you know what? I heard this.
It's a home game?
It's a home game.
Is that being played up there?
Nope. Down here. Down here. 5 o'clock kickoff. I heard this. They have these trophies.
Yep. They're
Hawaii versus Air Force is for some kind of trophy.
Yeah.
And I'm like, are they trying to manufacture these rivalries? UH Air Force is not a rivalry. Hawaii has no... The only rival I see... is BYU. That's the only rival.
I don't know, bro. Because if you see that as a rival, then you also know that Air Force has been playing UH since the 80s.
Yeah, so has Fresno. But
that's kind of a rivalry,
really,
too.
I don't. Why would you consider that a rival? What was Iolani's main rivalry?
Punahou.
You guys played Kumamel. You guys played St. Louis. The way I see it is like, I heard they're like, we have to. They're making up all of these trophies for the kids to be motivated to win. I'm like, motivated to win? You guys need trophies? Motivated to win? How about just beating the guys? How about
these
just beating
guys them? Are so good.
Man, you're not even listening to me.
I am listening to you. I don't know. I think you're getting more upset than you need to be.
I'm upset. Like, these guys are coming up with these fugazi trophies to spice kids up. I'm like, wait a minute. Campbell's rivalry? Waipahu. Yeah. We did it. There was no rivalry trophy for us versus Pearl City.
You sure?
As far as I know.
It was in the Manapua. Yeah.
All right, so that was, I don't know. It's just rivalries. This is ridiculous. People got to get all motivated for that. Get off of that.
I guess. I guess.
That's like millennial stuff right there. That's straight millennial stuff. How do you, like,
okay, let's talk about old fart things then. Okay. Are you getting motivated to get a new ID? Let's talk about real people stuff. Let's talk about old people problems.
Do I have to?
You have less than a year
for what?
To get a compliant ID so you can get on a plane and go to Disneyland with your boys.
Wait, I got to get a
Here's
new...
a better question.
Wait.
Do your boys even have ID?
No, we're not going to China.
But if you're going to get on a plane, pretty soon, you got to have what's called a real ID.
Even for my kids?
I don't know because I haven't even really thought about it because my daughter's only 4.
All right, this is news to me, that's why.
But you... When you travel, if you want to get on a plane in, like, the next year.
Where's my wallet? So the one I have now,
obsolete. Probably no good, unless it has a gold star on it. Did you get your license renewed or copied or whatever in, like, the last year?
No.
Then it's no good. Like, I got mine, like, 6 years ago,
I went for the value pack. I paid $8.
You need the gold star.
That's ridiculous.
Blame,
for what?
Blame the federal government. It's called the Real ID program. It's all this new requirement so that they know you are not a terrorist and you are not going to crash the plane because you have a gold star on your ID.
So just traveling in general, like even outer island style?
If you want to go through any federal facility within the next year, including airports, you're going to need a gold star on your license.
That's weak. Was that even up for a vote?
They've been telling you for years.
And the thing is, they're telling you. And what they're telling you now is you have a year.
So, like, people are getting all bent out of shape and, like, freaking out, but you have a year. And that's why everybody's making a stink about it now, because the government is trying to tell you, eh, you have
a
year. Yeah. So the thing is, honestly, in another 11 months, if you hear people complaining then, are you going to feel sorry for them?
I get wiped down if it now that I got the heads
up. Do you
up.
See all these people here going, eh, right. Eh, get your gold star, get your gold star. If anybody comes up to you in like 11 months saying, oh, I didn't hear anything about this. You deserve to get cracked.
We're just talking about traveling, of like just family vacation style. So I got to get, you know what that means. We just got to go to Aulani. That's exactly what that means.
See, that was the other question. Is like you're sitting here talking about going on a trip, trying to take a trip. Even if your ID was good, do you have the money to put all those kids on a plane and take them to Disneyland and go
I have it really. It's like I'm in the fetus stages of thinking about doing a family vacation. Because it's been the last time. Well, I took one of the kids to Disneyland when he was two, which I shouldn't have done. I should have waited later because now he doesn't remember. But he's like foggy.
Yep.
Foggy memories
of
it.
Yep.
But and then we was talking about Disneyland. It's only going to get worse.
Dad fail.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Add that to the many that's going to be coming up. It's only going to get worse far as prices for Disneyland.
You're right. Prices are only going to increase. They're only going to go up. It's only going to get more expensive. So you might as well go now. What you're saying is go now before it's too late, before it's too expensive.
Before it's too expensive, yeah. I mean, when was the last time you took the family out?
We went to Zippy's the other night.
Why? Come on.
We went to Fun Factory the other weekend.
Dude, Fun Factory. Fun Factory's sneaky, expensive.
But I know what you're saying, and we went to Maui a couple years ago.
Oh, okay.
And that was always fun. Go Maui, get on the plane, go to the resort, do the swimming. Okay.
Because we was talking about it earlier. It's like, you'll pay X amount of money just to get on the plane.
Yep.
It's going to be buku bucks.
Yep.
And then you're like, when we get there, we don't want to be hostages.
This is why local people go Hilton Hawaiian Village.
Staycation.
Stay there for 4 days. Waikiki is like a foreign country to some people.
That is true.
I mean,
I don't have to make my bed and
get plenty pools, get all the options, and then if you get homesick,
just go home.
That was the problem but that's the thing about me and my wife. It's like we're so lazy. We're so
let it out, babe.
No, it's just we're so used to being at home. Like even when we staycation a couple times, we're sitting there at the hotel going, yeah. Yeah, just go home, sleep at home.
Right. Why are we here, right?
Yeah. And then we go home, sleep in the bed, and then come back, wake up, and go back to the pool in the morning.
Because we were talking about Aulani. That's like the only thing I would think of is the only Benny would be the character breakfast, which everybody can go to.
Yep.
But there's that water.
Yep.
Pool pond.
Well, and the thing is, somebody's Waikiki hotels, you go to staycation or whatever, you know those beds are cheaper than the one you get at home.
Yeah.
So why wouldn't you go home and sleep on your own bed?
Sleeping on a brick.
Exactly. And then just get up and come back for breakfast in the morning. I'm no shame in my game.
It's like you almost convinced me not to have a vacation.
And that's the thing. Is like some people can laugh at me and go, why are you wasting your money? But at the same time, you get to take advantage of all the amenities. You can do all the fun stuff.
Yep.
Then just go home and sleep in your own bed. Because
me living on this side, that side, like Waikiki is like literally foreign. Foreign.
That's what I'm saying. But like I live Kalihi Valley, so for me,
Aulani
you want to drive 20. Well, even Aulani though, like Kapolei, you want to drive 25, 30 minutes and just go home sleep in your own bed.
Yes.
But then my wife is a little different because my wife, but I get air conditioning and we don't have to pay the electric bill.
That's a good one. I like
you give that girl in cold room with dark like blackout curtains and air conditioning. Yeah. Okay, bye, babe.
I would just leave that AC running all.
See, and I'm different. Like I'm a little.
You turn
more
it off.
I'm a little
what
bit more warm blooded, bro.
Who cares?
That's why
you pay the gas on that.
Free balling with the fans.
Oh my gosh, what's going
on? Yeah, buddy.
Oh man,
that's especially why I live in Hawaii. If I wanted cold weather, I live in Colorado.
We go Mauna Kea. It's snowing on the Mauna.
Kuki'ai Mauna.
Oh man, so I can't believe you would not run the AC.
That's an ongoing discussion in my family. Because, again, it comes back to I'm part Chinese, right?
But that's not your money. That's not your money. Anyway, so, yeah, well, now my official family vacation is on hold for another year.
Think so?
Yeah. I just you convinced me to go Aulani, pretty much.
You know what? I would rather not convince you to go Aulani. What I would rather convince you is let's find one or two more families and let's go North Shore and get a beach house.
That's even what? What? I can go to the
spend
beach.
Spend the weekend. Okay. See, not everybody is like you and has easy access to the beach. How many?
Really?
No. Beach house. When's the last time you went to a beach house where you slept on the beach with the waves crashing in your ear? You woke up, opened the door, water. Yeah, right there. Come on, boy. Let's go swimming. Mm. Beach house. Mm. That's what I'm saying. Is instead of doing the hotel thing, you go out on the water, do the beach house where you go fishing, you go hang out, you barbecue right there, and then like you and your friends, you get the house right there on the water.
That sounds like a summertime idea, right there.
That's what I'm saying. That's what lots of people do.
So we got two. You got two breaks to figure it out. You got winter break coming up, and then is it winter break?
Yeah, you buy, I fly. So why don't you think about that? And also, before we go, why don't you let people know one more time, how do they find us, my friend? Because you are Mr. Social. Tell them if
at
you don't mind.
At Two High Dads on the Instagram. Make sure you follow us at Honolulu Pulse, yes, at sir. Cool Daddy Cool J. Yes, shouts out to our friend Gerard at Heading Home Roofing and Painting. Yeah. Always.
I'm Honolulu Pulse. You sit here shouting out the sponsors before you shout out the other
I did
guy
say Honolulu Pulse.
Did you?
I did.
Wow. That water is pretty potent.
No, I think you got French fries in your ears, bro.
I think so, too. Still got like half more of it, too. Look at that thing. There's so much fries here from the Robar.
You can make a breakfast out of that thing.
Exactly. They got lots of daily specials, too. So check them out online. Instagram. They're on Instagram, too. The Robar by Tamura's. At The Robar by Tamura's.
Word.
It's almost like Cool Daddy Cool.
I did that because I wasn't. I had to get rid of J.I.R.A.
The Robar by Tamura's on Instagram. Check them out online. Just.
Yeah.
Good to see you, my man.
Good to see you. Two weeks in a row.
Are we going to go for the trifecta? We might get 3 weeks in a row next week.
You know
never
what?
Know.
You know what I'm going to do? I have to put a hard yes, which means no.
Watch out when we get the hard yes from J.I.R.A.
Boy Sports
Uncles. You know what that means. All right. Make sure you check us out online, and we will see you next time.
Rate, review, subscribe.
From the Robar. That's Justin.
Jason right across
from me. It is the Two Hawaii Dads Podcast. Kidding.
Bye.
Rattly bones and some old jokes. The Two Hawaii Dads Podcast.